I want to know y'all's position on a delicate subject, abortion laws. Let me start by picking your brain with a proposition. How would you feel if you didn't get to decide the fate of your pregnancy? North Dakota's abortion laws are something to concern about if you're a woman who likes to make their own decisions. Some see it as a personal choice, while others are using it for shaming based off religious views. Protests have been heard about this topic dating back to 1973 and keeping the fight underway to this date. With the serious problem, we're going to need a major solution. And to the rescue, the Supreme Court comes. Many politicians, including Nancy Northrup, the CEO of Center of Reproduction, are weighing in to try to tip the scale of this decision. This decision is a big one because it could very well decide the fate of a woman's choice to have an abortion in the state of North Dakota. The state government has had many legislative meetings related to the deliberation, and the argument continues to go back and forth, bickering over different perspectives. Fox News, a very conservative news station, is very pleased with the final decision, being no abortions beyond 12 weeks of pregnancy. 12 weeks is a second trimester, and some still see that as time is too late, while others are claiming too soon. Depending on your political views, you may see the decision as a fight against a woman's choice, purely based upon her decision, while others are taking it the opposite direction, saying women deserve to make the choice because in some cases, they aren't given the choice. Makes you think, what if that was me? Would I want this child? Even after the decision, North Dakota protests have still occurred because those on the other side of the fight didn't get their concerns met. Fox News states the battle Supreme Court put up by including the pushing of the 1973 Roe v. Wade court case boundaries. This court case ruled that the states could not constitutionally ban all abortions, meaning every state can set its own regulation with respect of the Supreme Court. Fox News addresses the topic by showing their colors with a comment. The ruling said states might find their interest in protecting unborn children better served by a more consistent and certain maker than viability. Fox News is conservative, so of course their point of view is based upon the health and life of that fetus, rather whether it can function on its own, which is the direct opposite of the way the liberal news AP feels. Liberals feel it's a restriction on a woman's choice. What do you think? Fair law? Needs to be changed?